We are thrilled to welcome in the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, who has escaped what's been a vicious couple of days of cold. How warm is it in Tucson, Arizona, Mr. Montoyo?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing great, man. How are you, Skip?
Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
Listen, I was supposed to be done after the winter meetings, and I told Ryan Brown and Richard Griffin that I was done, but then he told me it was going to be you two guys. I said, okay, I'll give him a call. I love these two guys.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that. I know this, yeah. You know, this is good. This is precious time for you, so I'm glad you're sharing a bit of it with us, my friend.
Charlie,
hey,
you have...
Listen, it's 59 degrees here, and I got the heater on in the car, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It was 22 degrees below zero with the wind chill yesterday Celsius in Toronto, Charlie. So,
oh my God,
you're not missing much. Not missing much up here, Charlie. When you saw the Gerrit Cole number and term, what was your reaction to that, man?
Well, I was hoping he was going to be in another division, not our division.
Yeah.
But you knew everybody knew there was going to be some kind of record. You know, he's if he's not the best pitcher in baseball, one of the best pitchers in baseball. So, you know, good for him. You know, too bad we're going to face him a lot, but we're going to compete, and that's fine.
Yeah, and from your point of view, Charlie, again, I know there were times last year, you know, a lot of people talked about it when the pitching options for your team were not ideal, which starting pitching, which I believe you acknowledged a couple of times. You know, the offseason's not over. But the Jays have added a couple of guys who will be part of your rotation. There's still a couple of guys they're chasing. You know, when you start to look ahead to your 2020 Toronto Blue Jays, what's it look like to you right now, Charlie?
Well, in my opinion, we are better than last year already because of the moves we have made in the offseason. You know, we already added three pitchers, and then we're going to have full seasons of Bo, Blatt, Biggio, Gurriel, Teoscar. You know, our catchers will be both together for a full year. You know, there's many teams calling for our catching, and so I don't take that for granted. Our two guys are pretty good. They're going to be here the whole year. You know, even Tanner Roark, when he signed, he said one of the reasons I signed with you guys is because you're catching. So I think we're a lot better already by the moves we've made and just knowing that we're going to have all these kids playing the full year.
Charlie, you mentioned the catchers. Reese McGuire gets his opportunity the second half of the season. Danny Jansen went wire to wire in his first full year in the big leagues. What do you think they got out of that experience the most that can help them going into next season?
You know, you heard me say this before. We play the tougher schedule in the second half in baseball. And to tell you the truth, did I rather play the teams below 500? Yes. But at the end of the day, it was better for us to see where we are as a team. We play the best teams in baseball, Atlanta, Dodgers, you know, Yankees, Boston, Tampa Bay, Houston. So, and that was good to see where our kids were. And Rich McGuire competed, Jansen competed, the whole team, all the kids did well, you know. Our record was better in the second half, and that was playing the best teams in baseball.
You had a chance to visit with some of these young guys, Charlie, this offseason. Can you take us into some of the meetings and the conversations that you might have with Bo or Vlad or Danny Jansen?
You know, I love these kids. Right now, Danny Jansen is getting together where I'm saying 16 to 15 guys right now down in Florida, and they're getting together just to talk about baseball and talk about everything and getting together and have fun. And that's the kind of thing that we have, kids like that. They care for each other. They want to get together. They want to talk about next year, and that's what they're doing right now.
What's the challenge for Vladdy this year, Charlie? We're talking about his arrival in the majors for 3 years before he got to the major leagues. The debut was all kinds of hype, prospect of the decade, all of that stuff. He had some success and he had some struggles. What's Vladdy's offseason look like? And, you know, kind of what's the challenge for him coming back now as a guy who has, you know, dipped his toe into the major leagues, but still has huge expectations hovering over him.
Yeah, and that wasn't fair for the kid, but I'll tell you what, I love this kid. Right now, this offseason, he's been working really hard. He's been in Dunedin. He has been in Puerto Rico working with Luis Rivera, our infield coach. He's been working really hard, and you'll see another guy next time you see him. And one thing he learned from this past year, that you know, this big league season is a long year, and you got to be in really good shape. And he learned that. He ran out of gas a little bit there in September, and he knows that. That's why he's working so hard in the off season. And you'll see a big difference when you see next time you see Vlad Guerrero.
Like a physical difference is what you're saying, first of all, right?
Physical difference, more in shape. Yeah, it's like. And that goes not only for him. It's just a kid for anybody who plays a full season of big league. You know, if you've never done it, you don't really know what it's like until you're there in September and you feel like your bat's heavier and all that stuff. So he's getting ready for 164 games right now, and he's doing a good job right now in this offseason. I'm proud of him.
Charlie Montoyo joins us, the Blue Jays manager. Charlie, Vlad said, look, I'm a third baseman. I want to be a third baseman. I don't work towards being a third baseman. What have he and Louis worked on in Puerto Rico this off season? Is it footwork? Is it positioning? What is it about the position that they're continuing to make a real point of emphasis with?
Yeah, more about his footwork. He's got the hands. You know, he was born with that. He's got good hands. Now it's got to be he's got to work more on his footwork, and that's what they're doing right now in Puerto Rico.
Now, Justin Smoke signed with Milwaukee today. So he's not going to be your first baseman. I know. I heard you talking the other day. I wanted you to expand on it a little bit. That, you know, you were very, very positive about Rowdy Tellez. You know, and what is, you know, he's a guy who obviously has enormous power, which is, you know, something. It's hard to you're kind of born with that. But what is it that you see in him, Charlie, makes you think that, you know, that he could be an everyday first baseman down the road?
He's got the tools to be a really good first baseman. You know, he's got that power that you don't teach that he's got it, and he's only 24 years old, so we have to be patient, and I believe in him. He's another guy working really hard this offseason, and you'll see. Oh, we're going to see it together. This guy's going to, whenever he gets his chance to play every day, he's going to have a really good year.
You're going to miss Smokey? Because he's a pretty nice, he's a good presence around the room.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's one of the best players I've ever managed. What a class act. Yeah, he doesn't get any better than Smokey. And, of course, I'm going to miss him, but I'm really happy that, you know, he signed his contract, and you know, good for him and his family.
One-year deal for Justin Smoke going to Milwaukee at $5 million. Charlie, the season Bichette had was strong. He kept, obviously, you know, breaking records that had been going on for quite some time. But I think what stood out most about Bo is that the moment just never seemed too big for him. The stage never seemed too big for him. When he had to make, you know, a heck of a play from the hole, he was able to do it, and he was so unflappable. What are you expecting from him in year two? Not just in terms of production at the plate, but more in terms of how he's going to handle himself in the clubhouse, and what role does he now take on with some of these vets like Smoke leaving?
You know, we were talking to Bo the other day, about 2 weeks ago, Ross was talking to Bo, and we were talking about free agents that we might sign this guy, and Bo said, hey man, sign, you know, I'll play anywhere, sign that guy, or, you know, I'm not going to say the name, but that's the kind of kid this guy is, you know, and what impressed me more about him last year wasn't just the hitting impressed everybody, but the way he played shortstop. He played a big league caliber shortstop, and that's what I like most about him, that, you know, for us to be a championship team, you need a good shortstop, and he already is, and he's only going to get better.
Are you saying, though, Charlie, that if the circumstances had dictated, he would have accepted a position shift
He's that kind of kid. He'll do whatever it takes. I'm not saying that's what we're going to do, because he's a really good shortstop, but that's what he would do. That's the kind of kid that he is, you know. And not only him, Vigio, same way. You know, and that's why we're going to be really good, because how these kids think.
Now, a lot of the talk, you know, last spring, a lot of the talk was about Vladdy and about Bo. A lot of the talk this spring is going to be about Nate Pearson, you know, who is going to be knocking on the door pretty soon, and is the best pitching prospect in the organization. Charlie, where, you know, again, kind of what's, you know, I know you haven't managed him, but you've seen him. What do you think, you know, what do you think the potential is there? What do you think the timeline is there? How important is he in terms of the, you know, the near-term future of this franchise?
Well, yeah, he's one of the best prospects in baseball. That's for sure, the best pitching prospects in baseball. So, you know, we're going to be patient. He's going to let us know whenever he's ready. You know, he doesn't have that many innings in his belt. So we'll be patient. I'm not going to say he's not going to make the team coming out of spring training. But, you know, but we're going to be patient. We're going to let him pitch. And whenever he's ready, we'll call him up. I'm looking forward to see this guy pitch every five days, just like everybody else.
I mean, you just don't know what your rotation is going to look like now. Is there a kid that you kind of have on your radar? Is an Anthony Kay, is a TJ Zoik, somebody, Charlie, that can really show you something in spring training that can cement their spot in the rotation for next season?
You know, that was one of the things that I like about the tough schedule that we had, that all these kids that came up, they faced the best teams, you know, and they competed. So they're all going to be competing for jobs, and that's great. That's good for the team. I think we're going to get only better just because of that, you know. I mean, Wagerspack, all those guys faced the Dodgers, Houston, all these good teams. So that was good for them. That was a good experience. And, you know, like I always say, you can never have enough pitching.
Charlie Montoya joins us, the Blue Jays manager. Charlie, just a couple of housekeeping things. Any changes to your staff for next season?
No, everybody's coming back. I love our coaches. They did a great job, and you can see that's why our players got better, and they're all coming back.
All right. What's on tap for the holidays in the Montoya house?
A couple of more Christmas presents that I have to buy, and then we're ready to go.
Yeah, I got to the last minute. You got to get that done, Charlie.
That's right. Alex and Tyson got one more day of school, and then they'll be home all day, so looking forward to that.
Well, hope the whole family has a great holiday season, Charlie. We appreciate you making time, and always good to catch up.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to Samantha and the boys, Charlie, and thanks for doing this and breaking up your short vacation. We'll see you soon.
Anytime for you guys. Merry Christmas, guys.